All right, listen, we have this little Facebook group called the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group. And I want to encourage you to head over there and build relationships with other like-minded entrepreneurs and business owners, because there's some good stuff in there to help you, you know, not just know what to do in your business, but actually people to hold you accountable and kick you in the butt and give you some great ideas for implementation and things like that, because we become the average of the five people that we hang out with. So do yourself a favor and head over to the Facebook group, Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group, today and join that. That would be awesome. One other ask I have of you, I don't do this often on here, and honestly, I don't do it because I forget to do it, but it would mean the world if you could head over to iTunes and give us a review on this podcast. Give us a rating, you know, give us a review of how this show has helped you. Because guys, check it out. I think I have less than 30 reviews on there, and it's, you know, what are we? We're at the end of May of 2017. And, you know, you go on other podcasts, you'll see thousands of reviews. Now, a lot of people do fake reviews. They actually go to Fiverr.com and they buy them. I'm not into that. I want it to be authentic stuff, and so it would really mean a lot. And it would help other people find this show, because there's guys like you and me out there that need help in their life, need help in their business. And let's do what we can to push this show out and get this in the ears of more people just like you. I appreciate it. Thanks. All right. Welcome to episode 102 of the Strongpreneur podcast. And listen, today we're going to talk about something that just kind of pokes at me every now and then, and it bothers me, which often is what happens here on this show. And that is the topic of when people tell me, yeah, I got some good information, man. I got some good information. That was a lot of good stuff. All right. And so, listen, here's the deal. You go to an event, you listen to a podcast, you read a book, you read an article, you read a blog, watch a video. And how many times do you just, you know, store up information in your brain somewhere, over and over and over through the years? And listen, we're all rich with information, you know, but the deal is this: information means nothing without implementation. You know that you should raise your prices. I mean, raise your hand right now as you're driving, as you're working, as you're walking, whatever you're doing, right, raise your hand. I'm raising mine right now. Okay. I'm raising mine. Raise your damn hand. You know, you should raise your rates, but you don't implement. You know that you should have a weekly planning meeting in your business, or that you should have some sort of KPIs, key performance indicators, set up in your business so that you can measure things like leads and sales and man hours and everything else that we measure in a business. Or maybe you know that your marketing needs to happen year-round, right? God knows I've talked about that a lot, that, you know, the best time for you to market your business is when you're busy. And step on the pedal, step on the gas, accelerate that thing, all right? But you don't do it. You know, people tell me right now, yeah, Tom, I know. You know, I'll be like, dude, you need to market. You need to do this, or you need to raise your prices, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know. Uh-huh, I know. I know. And it reminds me of our kids, those of you that are parents, especially when you have a teenager. I have a couple. It's like, hey, dude, you should probably do this. You should probably think about this. You should probably think about this. Yeah, I know. I know. And that whole I know thing is just cover for, you know, you blew it. You know, you haven't done it yet. You haven't done the work. You haven't put in the effort. You haven't been focused. You haven't just done what you're supposed to do. And that's really what this is about here today, you guys, today, is I want you to ask yourself, what am I doing? Not what do I know, but what am I actually doing? What are the results that I'm getting? You know, a lot of people whine about being overwhelmed and broke. Maybe your spouse is ticked off at you, and they've been telling you for years that, you know, hey, either step it up or quit this business thing because I can't handle the stress. And you're like, yeah, I know. I'm just gonna, you know, I got to change some stuff. Okay, maybe your health bites. It just sucks. Okay, or maybe it's another week of you hoping the credit card is going to work at the gas pump. Raise your hand if you've been there. I've been there. All right, so here's some action items for today, some homework for you. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to go onto Facebook and join the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group. Request access to it. Just go there and do it. Not, I know I should, you know, yeah, there's probably some good stuff in there, blah, blah, blah. But actually go do it if you haven't done it. Next, make a commitment to stop hoarding information. And actually pull the trigger, take a shot, and do something today that you know you should do. Every single one of us has information in our head about things that we should do, things that we know. All right? Every one of us can pull the trigger on something that's been poking at you and poking at you. All right? There was a guy who posted recently in one of the Facebook groups I'm in. He's like, hey, you want better clients? Raise your rates. And he actually went out and raised his rates. I think he said 50%. And then he gave me credit in the post. He's like, well, I can't take credit for this. It was actually something I heard on Tom Reber's podcast. And my reply was, dude, which actually led to the topic of this podcast here today, to be honest with you. I'm like, dude, you're the one who implemented it. You're one of the very few people that actually went out and raised their rates. So you're the one that gets the credit. All right, so guys, pull the trigger, take a shot, schedule an action and do it. Put it on your calendar. Put it on the calendar and actually do it so that you can look in the mirror at the end of the day and know that you're just not the type of person who just knows what to do, because there's plenty of them, but you're actually somebody who gets stuff done. All right, hey, check it out. You've heard me talk about some of our other programs before. In the Motorhood. And one program that we launched in the spring here of 2017 is called Accelerate. If you go to motorhard.com/accelerate, you'll see what we're talking about there. And we're getting ready to kick off another session of that here pretty soon. But I'm in the private group right now, and I asked some people just to weigh in, some of our first members that are in this group, to weigh in on some things that this group has helped them with in just less than a month so far. And I'm seeing things like, you know, I don't take my problems home with me anymore. My crew is identifying with charging for extras now. One of our members, their crew was just like giving away work, and this company was losing money every week because additional work orders and change orders weren't being signed. This is a big one. Somebody wrote, I don't care if we don't get a job because our price is too high. Guys, that's huge. You never get hurt on a job that you don't get. And you have to charge enough for your work. You have to make a profit. Otherwise, you're not going to be in business that long. Okay? I have a better understanding of my role. That's huge. I know this person has had struggles with that, and understanding what their role in the business is. And when you are clear on your role and then you can consistently do the things you need to do in that role, it's a good thing. Another member shares, says, I left my guys alone more in the past three weeks than I ever have. I let them know that I trust, let them know they're trusted by telling them that I had the confidence they could handle the whole job without me, and they pulled through. I've sold jobs at higher gross profits and have a lot out there with my new pricing. We've always tried to give the customer a better experience, but didn't know what to call it. Now I'm creating a company that's main goal is to give the great experience, and I want to be held accountable. Another member, last one here I'll share today, is so far for me, it's helped me slow down and deal with each customer one-on-one and create a new routine of how I follow up and keep in contact. Profit and bigger jobs will come, and I'll be able to manage them better. So guys, listen, building a business is a process. Many moving parts, there's a lot of things, but one of the things we do in Accelerate is you get 90 days of content, video content coming your way from yours truly or one of my associates. I always wanted to say that I have associates, okay? And in 90 days, You're going to get stuff on mindset, leadership, sales, marketing, operations, finance, budgeting. You get access to a few of the spreadsheets that we use help you, you know, understand the math of your business more. So guys, check it out. Head to motorheart.com/accelerate. And when you're clicking on that, I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but when you hear this, one of two things are going to be there. Either it's going to be open, or there's going to be a page that says, hey, we're getting ready to launch it again. Type your email in here and we'll let you know when we're ready. Either way, put your info in there. Join Accelerate today. You can get started for $1. Okay? Uno dollaro. All right, there you go. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Join Accelerate. Hasta la pasta.